Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As much as Josh Gordon liked weed, probably.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think it's a silly rule. But I had a story. In fact, let me just talk about this
talk
real quick.
Talk about it,
because
William.
Since we're on the subject and we never get to anything, I know we got to do woke news and stuff.
But there was a couple minutes. Yeah.
There was a study that was released about marijuana. Now, I'm overall pro-marijuana.
Absolutely.
I'm dubious of people that say, oh, it's a medicine. Okay. I
think people abuse that term, but I think it really is a good source for people that do use it medicinally as opposed to using opioids or alcohol and things like that. I think it is a lot safer than a lot of things out there. And I have talked to people that have had chronic issues with pain and even cancer patients where weed does help them. But yeah, if you're like some 20-year-old, it's like, yeah, I got a dodgy back. I need weed. It's not medicine to that guy.
Yeah. I just feel like everybody who's like, oh, I have my medical card. I'm like,
That's
fine.
A loophole. Yeah.
I know. And again, I think you should be able to have it.
Sure.
You know, whenever you want. You know, just like you can go to a liquor store and get booze whenever, I think you should be able to buy weed.
I think cocaine should be legal.
Yeah. I would. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I'm in.
Then you can regulate it. You're not getting people, you know, getting it off the streets.
Well, that's the problem is it gets regulated.
Yeah, but then you don't have fentanyl in it, killing people and everything else.
I guess. I don't think government stands with it. I mean, you just have a company that has, you know, a stake in it where they get sued to oblivion if they sell somebody fentanyl laced.
Think about how clean,
you don't need government regulation.
How clean and high quality weed is now that real people are making it.
This is the thing, because what's the thing that they always say about weed? It's like it's not addictive,
right?
Nobody dies from it,
right?
It's you know, you don't get violent, you know, whatever,
sure.
Whatever. Now, and also too, I know in this age, 2022, and current date and time and year, people who talk about the science, you kind of take them with a grain of salt now. Science is taking
has
taken a beating. Like, I sent my dad this article the other day because he said he couldn't take statin drugs for cholesterol because they made his muscles hurt.
Uh-huh.
And apparently that's a very common symptom or a side effect of the medication. And I sent him this study that said that's not true. And he goes, well, it's true for me. I'm dubious of this study. Nobody trusts studies. But anyway,
right.
A recent study published by Lancet Psychiatry found that high cannabis potency products are associated with a greater risk of psychosis and addiction called cannabis use disorder.
Now,
or CUD.
Who did the study, though?
Lancet Psychiatry.
I know, but who paid them to do the study? See, I'm dubious, too, because it could be some big anti-weed agenda that's trying to put together a study. And like you said, if there's a billion studies, you could find one study that supports your agenda.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true. It's hard to know.
So I always think about what the source is, you know, like, well, what is this coming from?
Well, Dr. Nora Volkow, the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said that the content of THC not many decades ago was around 2 or 3%, like dirt weed. That's what I want. That's the kind of weed that I want.
Yeah, man.
Adding that marijuana is considered high potency if the product contains more than 10% THC. Now the average THC in the United States is 14 to 16%.
Yeah, it is a lot.
And there are varieties that have 30%. Today, manufacturers have found ways to add marijuana into vaping devices, edibles, and wax. Let's see. It says the consumption of marijuana as a young person modifies the brain and makes it more susceptible later to that rewarding and addictive side effects of other drugs. So you start to mess around smoking marijuana, you're going to interfere with that process, which is crucial because ultimately,
well,
you are a reflection of how your brain works.
Isn't,
so you're messing with your brain chemistry
but
if you're smoking it too early.
Isn't that kind of true with anything that brings you joy? You know, anything that kind of releases that endorphin rush, you know, like, oh, this makes me happy. It could be cheeseburgers. It could be weed. It could be sex. It could be anything. If you get a high potency of it, then your brain's going to want to keep wanting it. That's why people have addictions of everything.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess. But also, this is, you got to remember, I mean, it is a chemical.
Sure.
That you're putting in your body. It is a drug.
So is all the food we eat.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's loaded with sugar and salt and everything that kind of affects you, yeah.
Sure, sure. But we know we shouldn't eat a bunch of... And also, too, your body will let you know, too. If you're eating a bunch of chocolate... Yeah, first chocolate bar is great. You have another one, your tummy hurts.
I just saying, yeah, man. It's easy to get addicted. Look at alcohol. Alcohol in moderation is fine. But...
No, it's probably not fine.
There's a lot of alcoholics out there. I don't know. I think it is. I think it's fine.
I think it's
fine. The studies I follow say it's fine.
Listen, I got my friend's a doctor, and she called me an alcoholic because I have more than three beverages a week.
Uh-huh.
Alcoholic beverages a week. So
wow.
Technically, that's a definition, I guess.
Nah.
Well, I mean, look, she's a doctor.
I'm old school.
I'd wave my hand at that and go, okay, well.
If there's no DUIs or domestic violence, you're not an alcoholic.
I mean, I would agree with that to a certain point, but I've also seen people that are functioning alcoholics that are going to the freezer, grabbing a vodka and downing it and going to work.
I was married to one like that.
So it exists.
Sure.
And I think, you know, with weed, it is a chemical. It is a drug. And if you use it early before your brain's fully developed, it can have some bad side effects. So you shouldn't smoke weed as a kid. And that's usually when people smoke.
I mean, you shouldn't smoke any or drink or anything like that as a kid. Obviously, if you're developing, I don't think children should be doing anything as they're developing. It's not even. I don't even like caffeine with kids. You know, I mean, I didn't. I wouldn't let Zane have like coffee until he was older. You know, so I don't know. And look, I did a great job. He's 6'6". Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show with Johnny B and Will Koontz. How can we help you?
How's it going, dudes?
Hello, Fritz.
Hi, Fritz.
We're talking about addiction. Know any of them?
Well, you sound like an old fuddy-duddy, bro.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you know, weed. Wah.
No. Hold on a second. I'm just saying what the study said. I understand if you're dubious of it. I'm a little dubious of it myself.
I'm multi-dubious. Yeah. But you know what? Incidentally, I don't even smoke anymore, really.
Yeah.
You know,
just cigs?
I started smoking when I was 15.
And your brain sounds like it wasn't affected at all.
Well, actually, I was quite a success. You know, the only thing holding me back right now is my vision.
That's the only thing? It's not your alcohol addiction?
No. I drink a few Busch Lights, man. So what?
You? How many have you had today?
Probably about four.
Are you lying?
No.
You've had four, but now we've talked before, and you've had, I mean, before 7 a.m., you've had four.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've only had four beers today. Be honest.
Finances are a factor.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. So you really only had four beers today because you're broke?
Pretty much.
Okay.
No, but... You know, I used to smoke all the time, and I was highly successful. And
what was your greatest level of success?
Yeah, what would you deem success?
In your 60 years of life, I'm guessing.
My greatest love success?
No, your greatest success. You said you were successful.
Oh,
yeah.
I rolled into, you know, a restaurant and got a job and worked there for 11 years and I ruled the kitchen, man.
You were a kitchen employee at a restaurant. That's your highest level of success.
What level? Were you a chef?
I would say without papers, but it made me happy, man. I mean, I found my niche.
That's good.
Real success.
That's a good answer because I don't think success is always measured by money. I think too many people put that as an emphasis on success. Sometimes you just reach people. Sometimes you're just happy because you're in a situation to where every day you like what you're doing.
Exactly, man. And then you're not miserable. And I had a beautiful apartment 27 steps away. And I had a girl. And, well,
what happened? What happened to everything?
Well, you know, she wanted to get married and have kids. I had already done it. I'm like, no, I don't. What would that do to my daughter who wants to live with me? You know, I can't marry you and have another kid.
Why?
That's why people do that all the time.
Yeah, dude, you got a penis. Make babies.
It would have hurt my daughter tremendously.
Why?
Tell her to get over it.
Why? Because you want to be an only child and get spoiled?
No, she wanted to live with me, man.
Man, you want to have a bunch of kids, man.
Kids love the Johnny B show.
We need more listeners.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, man, you know, I don't even smoke anymore.
You've said it five times, which proves you smoked way too much when you were a child.
True that.
Oh, whatever, dude. All right, well, I
love
don't
you.
Think the
week. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, it's Carmy.
Hey.
Carmy.
Wow.
Oh.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Carmy.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. What's up?
Hold on. I'm here, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Johnny. Now, you guys, why are you guys are getting so judgmental.
What are you talking about?
Who are we judging?
Everybody.
Can you give an example?
You drink too much. You
okay.
smoke, so you're a bad person.
Nobody said that.
No.
Nobody said that.
No.
No.
You never say it, but it's always.
Okay, so you're interpreting it that way. Maybe you're the
no,
one with the issue because you're interpreting
I'm
it that
mad.
Way.
I'm not mad. I
you
really love
you just said that we
guys,
judge
but
everybody, but.
You do.
You're judging not, us right now.
You're not mentioning.
To you.
Who?
And you sound majorly judgmental.
To who?
On everybody.
You are assuming that you just said, oh, if you smoke, you're bad. Nobody ever said that.
Never
That's
said
your
that.
Interpretation. You're judging us right now.
Yeah.
Army.
Yeah, it's wrong.
I know I'm not going to win this with y'all.
Because you're not making
I
sense.
I know you know what I'm saying.
You can't no. point out one example of all these people that we're judging. You said
yes,
everybody. There's well, how many billions of people on this planet? Seven? We judged all of them.
No, but you're making a generalization
about who?
People who drink, about people
I did.
Who smoke.
I think she's got her feelings hurt, and I'm going to be a little judgmental because
no,
maybe she drinks a
I
little
I have
too
no
much.
Feelings left because of you two. Thank you.
You're
killed,
welcome.
You've killed the feelings with booze.
Yeah,
drunk.
You're numb from
Everybody's
wine.
Everybody's a raging alcoholic
yeah.
except for
I
you
I sure
guys.
Hope so.
Yeah, that's true. Anyone that calls this show usually, yeah,
yeah.
has an alcohol problem.
Well, that's
you,
not
Marine, Rob, Fritz, all are booze hounds.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes
I'm
or
right
yes.
in that whole.
You really fit a lot of categories of our demo, and we appreciate that. And I would never judge you for that. I like it. I like alcoholics.
You already
and,
do, but
and restaurants.
I could care less what you think.
Well, you,
that
you
I
mean
am,
you couldn't care less?
I know who I am.
You do because you email me like four times in a row and you get mad when I upset
Carmy.
You.
Right, because I want you
so
to
you
know.
So you can't care less.
Oh, you're right. Damn it!
No.
Yeah,
I'm judging
Johnny,
you.
You were right.
Always.
All right, I really love you too, but.
All right.
Love you, Carmen.
We don't yeah, care that you're an alcoholic, Carmen. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not judging you.
Drink I am up. Not.
Whatever.
Like, you guys don't get.
Whatever. Go sell some fish dip, you drunk. We still love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have one, you sot.
Bye.
Alky.
Bye.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. What's going on, baby?
DC.
Oh, DC. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
What's up, fellas? You left me hanging last night. I thought you were going to give my number to Diane.
Oh, we went to go get it, and you hung up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys ended the show and took off.
No,
so my
man.
Bad.
I looked over, and I was like, where the hell, DC?
Wait,
no.
what do you want to? I can't give you Diane's phone number. That's against the rules.
No. You can give Diane mine.
It's illegal.
Oh,
and then if she wants
okay.
to hook, you know,
okay.
if she wants to play around, we can always play around, and I'll tell you guys everything.
This guy loves banging drunks.
Well, I'll tell you, DC, you know, I know that. I don't know if you know this,
what?
But Boatman's back and
Uh-oh.
Bike Man's in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
It's a whole to-do. So I don't know if she's on the prowl right now.
Boatman's violent and he's a cokehead, so be careful.
If Diane's listening and she wants your number.
If she calls
she's
in
listening.
And she says, yeah. Then I'll call back and give you my number.
Now, what
okay.
are you packing,
right.
DC? I met you in person, but, I mean, obviously, we are in a public setting. What can you offer her, I mean, you know, sexually? Are you packing enough to knock the bottom out of it?
I'm 55, and I have a 33-year-old girlfriend.
Whoa.
Are y'all swingers?
Enough. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Hear that,
okay.
Diane? Let's go.
I like that, baby.
So yeah, that's what I'm about.
Saying, you know?
So now we need to know if
my
Diane...
Girl, you met my girl. You met my girl, Johnny.
So you think we got to find out if Diane's upside down pineapple, Diane, or not.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Okay. We have pineapples all over the property.
I bet you do, Daddy. That's
interesting.
Fun.
But, yeah. So life's fun, you know what I mean? But, I mean, she seems frustrated. She seems like she needs to be taken care of. So whether it's me or both of us, but we'll definitely make her be a happier listener.
Hey, can we throw some other listeners in the mix and have, like, a big Johnny B. Show orgy?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we
That's
could...
That's fine
we,
with me.
You can have Fritz come over. I heard he's packing.
Yeah.
Isaiah can show up with his big, super special dong.
Yeah.
Maybe Marine Rob can come over, you know?
No, not Marine Rob.
DC,
not Fritz and not not L. L. What's his face?
Okay,
okay.
They got to owe you money.
Is DC?
No, I don't want to say his name. He'll call.
Is now? Are you into just the ladies or the fellas too?
Oh
no, I'm a ladies guy,
okay.
And that's the cool thing is my girl's just into ladies and watching me with ladies. Like she's not into other guys either.
Hell yeah,
that's fun.
That's what's
yeah.
Up.
It's
I
pretty
like
cool.
That. It is cool, man. All right, we'll do what we can to get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, she just sounds very frustrated, and I would just like to help a woman out. You know what I mean?
She's going to drive you insane.
But anyway, about the alcohol and drugs and stuff,
yeah.
I saw a great shirt the other day that said it's not an addiction till you SD for it. You know what I'm saying?
Word, son!
Yeah.
In an alley.
So, yeah, as long as you're just functioning and living life, nothing's a problem. But once you got to start S&D for it, then you got issues.
Amen,
sir.
Amen. Good call, DC.
I love you guys. Come see you next time you're out, Johnny.
All right, pal.
Will, you got to be there. I want to meet you, buddy. I owe you a drink.
Yes, sir.
You did me good, man. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Later, pal. Thanks. There you go.
You.
All righty. I have several people locked in. Hello, Johnny B. Show.
Hello.
There she is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Diane, were you listening to the radio program?
I wasn't going to call, but yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Thoughts?
Who is he?
His name's DC.
Nice guy.
He's a very nice man. He's in a relationship with a 33-year-old woman and I guess they swing.
Yeah.
And he wants to bang you. Or just hang out.
Why,
you know, see where it goes.
They both want to bang you.
Why does he... No, I don't do that.
Why not?
Oh, man.
I don't want it. No.
Why?
I don't want that.
Come on.
It's fun.
Too busy.
I'm not getting no more.
Too busy. You don't want to multitask.
Yeah,
it's too much to think about. I want to relax. I don't want to have too many people.
What about, can he bang you while his girl makes y'all macaroni and cheese in the same room?
Pretty good.
No, it's distracting, no.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
How old is he?
55.
55 years old.
Well, here's the thing why I say no. He's cheating on his girl.
No, she's okay with
they're
it.
Swingers.
They're swingers. They both know about it.
Well, excuse me, I'm not into that.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, I'm one-on-one, you know, but not that.
Yeah, but you're into multiple guys, but just, like, not at the same time. You just cheat on them.
Now, that's a good point.
I do not.
Well,
they all know about each other.
No, they don't.
Okay, well, how about this, Diane?
Well,
what if the other woman is not involved and it's just you and DC one-on-one?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to meet him first and see if
are you interested?
Off. Well, I don't want to be. No, I don't want him cheating on his girl, and then
it's
she might come kill me.
It's not cheating. It's